जनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev Nithai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nithai Gaur Hari Bol हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 9 द पासिंग अवे ऑफ भीष्मदेव Text number 12. Aho kashtam aho anyayam yadyuyam dharmanandanaha jivitam narhata krishtam jivitum narhata klishtam vipradharmachutashrayaha aho kashtam aho anyayam yadyuyam dharmanandanaha jivitum narhata klishtam vipradharmachutashrayaha aho kashtam aho anyayam yadyuyam dharmanandanaha jivitum narhata klishtam vipradharmachutashrayaha aho kashtam aho anyayam yadyuyam dharmanandanaha jivitum narhata klishtam vipradharmachutashrayaha aho kashtam aho anyayam yadyuyam dharmanandanaha jivitum narhata klishtam vipradharmachutashraya aho kashtam aho anyayam yadyuyam dharmanandana jivitum narhata klishtam vipradharmachutashraya. Mataji's word to word meaning, aho, oh, kashtam, what terrible sufferings, aho, oh, anyayam, what terrible injustice, yet, because, yuyam, all of you good souls, dharmanandanaha, sons of religion personified, jivitum, to remain alive, na, never, arhatha, deserve, klishtam, suffering, vipra, brahmanas, dharma, piety, achyuta, God, ashrayaha, being protected by. Translation, Bhishma Dev said, oh, what terrible sufferings and what terrible injustices you good souls suffer for being the sons of religion personified. You did not deserve to remain alive under those tribulations. Yet, you were protected by the Brahmanas, God and religion. Purport, Maharaj Yudhishthir was disturbed due to the great massacre in the battle of Kurukshetra. Bhishmadev could understand this and therefore he spoke first of the terrible sufferings of Maharaj Yudhishthir. He was put into difficulty by injustice only, and the battle of Kurukshetra was fought just to counteract this injustice. Therefore he should not regret the great massacre. He wanted to point out particularly that they were always protected by the Brahmanas, the Lord and the religious principles. As long as they were protected by these three important items, there was no cause of disappointment. Thus, Bhishmadev encouraged Maharaj Yudhishthir to dissipate his despondency. As long as a person is fully in cooperation with the wishes of the Lord, guided by the bona fide Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, and strictly following religious principles, One has no cause for despondency, however trying the circumstances of life may be. Bhishma Dev, as one of the authorities in the line, wanted to impress this point upon the Pandavas. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutah Padalam Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Navam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Pasindubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. First of all, I seek blessings from all the assembled devotees so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord, for my purification and for your pleasure. So this is passing away of Bhishma Dev, and as Radha Gopinath Prabhu told on Sunday, that from this verse onwards, from 12 to 17, is a very instructive for the sadhakas as how to deal with the anyayam and kashtam, that is the difficulties and injustices which may come across our lives. So here we see that Bhishma Dev is in very precarious condition. Physically he is not even able to move. Tremendous pain which we can't even imagine. But as we see that pure devotees are very sensitive to others' sufferings. So the very first thing what he does is he sees that Yudhishthir is distressed. He is in complete anxiety that he is finding himself the cause of all the massacre. So he immediately tries to ease him up, saying that, no, actually you are not the cause of this. In fact, you were been put into injustice from the very beginning of your lives, whole Pandavas, without any reason. So give up your despondency. We see that in our lives there are three scenarios when we come across the difficulties. First is that we are in suffering, we are in anxiety, we have some difficulties and we approach someone. Just like Yudhishthir Maharaj is in trouble and he is approaching Bhishma Dev. So most of the time what we see is when we approach someone for some advice and some solace, in usually what we see that the person whom we approached, he starts his own dukkha. You know, Have you any such kind of experience that before we start speaking that I have this problem? Arey, isse zyada mera problem hai. The Bhishma Dev is not like that. He is very sensitive because he could have said that, you know, Arey, you are standing, you are king, now you have no wounds and I am in such a precarious condition, you know. Dunya mein kitna gam hai, tera gam kitna kam hai, you know. I am in much more distressful condition. Why are you mentally carrying this burden, you know? This happens generally because most of the people are engrossed in themselves, continuously 24 hours. What is about me? I mean, what am I getting? Complete self-conscious. But pure devotees are not like that. Just like we see, Bhishma Dev does not even consider his pain. And he wants to put the person who is approached at ease. Don't worry. Second scenario is when, of course, there is also one episode in Chaitanya Charitamrita where we see that our Shivananda Sen, he did some, he was in much anxiety for accommodation of entire Bengali devotees. So he was late in providing accommodation for Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu becomes very angry and he mercifully kicks him. Shivananda Sen becomes happy, but his nephew, Shrikant, he becomes disturbed. He says, how can this happen? So he goes ahead to complain to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he reaches Mahaprabhu in our Jagannath Puri. And he pays obeisances without removing his uttariya. So actually the etiquette is when we pay obeisances, we have to remove the upper cloth. So Govind, he immediately wants to correct him. But Mahaprabhu says, stop. No need of doing that because he is in distress condition. Let him speak. So the pure devotees, even Lord, they understand the mindset or the distress person going through and they don't want to aggravate that. They want to put that at ease. So that is Vaishnava's quality, who is paradukha dukhi. He sees others' distress as more important than one's own. And more refined, we see that we should be able to grasp the unspoken distress also. Like there is one episode in 10th canto where Shukadeva Goswami very enthusiastically describes the first Anandotsav happened in Gokul, that, you know, the Brahmanas are chanting mantras and then all the Nanda Maharaj is giving gifts to all the Brahmanas, the ladies are running here and there taking care of the guests, and all the Vrajavasis are showering blessings on Krishna. So Parikshit Maharaj is absorbed that Lord Krishna is bathed, Abhishek is happened, everything nicely explained. Then Shukadeva Goswami says that for giving taxes, Nanda Maharaj goes to Mathura. And there he meets Nanda Maharaj goes to Mathura, he meets Vasudev. And there is a brief discussion between them. There also Krishna Katha is going on because both are worried about Krishna and Balaram. What is happening? So Vasudev informed Nanda Maharaj that better you go up early, immediately, because there might be some disturbances in Gokul. So then in next chapter, Shukadeva Goswami starts that Kamsena Prahita Ghora Putana Bala Ghatini. So Parikshit Maharaj is now thinking about Krishna as a Shishu, because he's just like when we hear some story, we actually imagine that, you know, we go into the story and be the part of that. So Parikshit Maharaj is into the story and then he sees that, he hears that, Kamsena Prahita Ghora Putana Bala Ghatini. So Kamsa has already sent Putana, who is specially trained in killing Shishus. And Shishum Chachara Nignanti Pura Grama Vrajadishu, and she has already entered Vraja. So Parikshit Maharaj, while listening to the Nandotsav, he is very happy. His face is showing happiness. But when he heard this, his face is in anxiety. So Sukadeva Goswami immediately understand that he is worried about Krishna. He says, don't worry. But yet, na yatra shavanadini. Wherever there is a chanting, hearing of Lord Krishna's name and pastimes is going on, there cannot be any bad elements, the danger by the bad elements. Don't worry. Because in Gokul, Sakshat Krishna is there, whose name is sufficient enough to drive away the dangers. So, Raksho Gnani Chas Karmasu. So, while doing our occupational duties, we should always keep chanting Krishna's name. Then what happens? In whatever circumstances which we are in, we will be saved by Krishna. We are in the protection of Krishna. So this is the stage where the devotees are very sensitive to the people who even if they have not approached us. They know that he needs help. Sukadeva Goswami. Higher than that, we see Shamik Rishi, who, I mean, sometimes we are, you know, we are partial, that somebody who has not done anything to us, we are very partial to him. I mean, they are good to us, we are partial, but those who have done some harm to us, some insulting behavior is there, then we keep ourselves away from them, right? So Shamik Rishi, you know, that Parikshit Maharaj comes, and he asked for water, but when he didn't get, he put dead garland around his neck. And then Sringi, the son of Shamik Rishi, he curses the Parikshit Maharaj to die in 7 days. And as Shamik Rishi gets up from his meditation, and he sees that there is a dead snake, and the son is crying. So he asks, what has happened? So he gives entire story that, you know, I have cursed Parikshit Maharaj because he has insulted you. So Shambhik Rishi, if he would have been an ignorant, I mean the envious person, suppose, so he would have actually slapped Sringi. That what? You know, the king has insulted your father and you have given him 7 days? You should have cursed him to die immediately. Such an envious attitude would have been there if Kali Yuga person might be there. But because he was a transcendentalist, who, Shamik Rishi, is a mystic yogi who has transcended the material distress and happiness. He doesn't take the insult done by Parikshit Maharaj very seriously. But he took it as a very important duty to inform Parikshit Maharaj that he has been cursed. He has been cursed, so he should prepare for that. So he immediately sent a messenger to Parikshit Maharaj that better be prepared because you have been cursed. That is the sensitiveness of a devotee. Prabhupada writes in the purport that there are three types of transcendentalists: Jnani, mystic yogi and devotee. So here we see, even just as Shamik Rishi didn't take the insult very seriously, similarly, even King Parikshit Maharaj, when he heard that he was being cursed, he also, what has happened? He renounced everything and took to devotional service. So both of these transcendentalists, they are not interested or not affected by the accidental incident of material dualities, because this will keep happening. You know, the ignore or injustices, difficulties, this is like material world, and we see fights every day in locals or everywhere for no reason. That is this dukhalayam ashashvatam. So sensitivity, devotee never leaves. Higher than that, you just imagine that this is just insult. If somebody kills a person from your family, how will you behave with that person? Will you be sensitive to his distress or his family distress? We have seen just Draupadi, who is suffering from the loss of 5 sons. Ashwatthama killed them. And when he was brought before her for punishment, what she does? She pays obeisances to him. She forgives him. She tolerates the injustice, the difficulty caused by Ashwatthama, and she says that, I don't want to put your mother into such a difficulty of loss of son. That is a devotee. That's why Prabhupada in coming chapters and coming purports he writes that the pure devotees do not suffer by their past sinful activities. They don't have it. They are part of Krishna's leela. We do. We actually suffer because of our past sinful activities. Because we are not eligible to be part of the leela. Because we are not this kind of forgiving, tolerant. So this is the level of Pandavas where they are going from one after another into difficulties, but they are not giving up Krishna consciousness. Third scenario is, you know that there is nobody is asking you advice, but you go and aggravate people's distress. Just like an example, that somebody who has just given exam, just now March is coming, people give exam, right? So they are very anxious about results, you know, the till result. So if somebody is there and now tomorrow is result, and he says, oh, what will happen? And you go and you are not invited, but you go and tell, are last 2 times you failed, na? That means it's very risky. So what will happen? So you will be more distressful. Our Madhavendra Puri Pad, Shripad Madhavendra Puri, he is into his ecstasy in the sense, while passing from this world, he is exchanging the emotion that, you know, oh Krishna, where are you? You know, I don't see you. I mean, where are you? So the Ramchandra Puri, his disciple, thinks that, oh, that means our guru is in difficulty. So he advises him, oh, you can't see Krishna, then better you meditate on Brahman. So Madhavendra Puripad, he actually chastises him, he just debars him, you know. So one should not do such kind of things where if we can't solve the problem, we at least should not aggravate it. In the sense, we should not disturb people more than what they are in situation. These are the few incidences in Bhagavatam and CC which tells us that how it is the most important aspect in our sadhana is we have to be very sensitive in dealings with Vaishnavas, because that is the only way we actually progress fast. Because our Vaishnava dealings are not good, then we can't chant attentively. And then we can't chant attentively, then further it leads to another vulnerability of offenses to devotees. So it goes on and on and on. Now question comes that if we have taken up to the devotional service, given up material life and doing bhakti, then why should we have a difficulties? The first question comes, right? Devotional service, then Krishna should have prepared a royal road. Okay, you are my people now. But we see that there are difficulties in sadhaka's life. In fact, Kathopanishad says that Kshudasya dhara nihita duratyaya durgam patastat kavayo vadanti. He says the trying to understand the absolute truth, knowledge about the absolute truth, is durgam patham. Tat means this absolute truth. Is like a kshudasya dhara. The path is like a edge of a razor. You have to walk on that. That much difficult it is to understand Krishna. On the same time, we see in Bhagavatam it is said, ki nahi ato anya shiva pantha. I mean, for the person who is in this material difficulties, there is no other path more auspicious than bhakti. So Bhagavatam says, the path of bhakti is very auspicious, and the same Upanishad says that it is at the same time very difficult. How to understand this contradiction? So Gita says that vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kuru nandana. When we take up to devotional service, so those who are resolute in this determination, I mean on this path, I mean their determination is fixed. But bahu shakhai anantascha buddhayo avyavasayinam. But if you have many other things, in the sense we have many projects parallel to Krishna consciousness, importantly, then our resolution, our determination will not be that much fixed. And Bhagavatam it says that tato anyatha kinchana yad vivakshata prithak drishastat kruta rupa nama bhi, that anything, any desire which we express, which is not in the vision of the Lord, I mean vision of the Lord, vision with the Lord, His project, it will only create, it will only result in different ways, just to agitate our mind. Labheta vata hata nor ivaspadam. He gives an example that just like we are actually in the Bhavasagar, and this human body is like a boat. So in the ocean, if a boat is there and it has no shelter, then what happens? The wind actually causes disturbance, custom, difficulties come. So Gita says vyavasayatmika buddhi. So have only one goal, that is devotional service, and anything other than that, if we give importance, then what will happen? It will create disturbance, and disturbance means on a razor sharp path, if you have a disturbance, what will happen? Cut, in the sense more difficult. And that is not given by Krishna, it is actually by our own karma. That's what we have already explained, that we sadhakas have to go through our own karmic reactions. We are not pure devotees, so we are actually cause of our own anxieties in our life by not choosing how to approach the path. How we approach? Full dedication, focus, or many branched, bahu shakha yanantash. In that way we will be more entangled in this material world. Just take Madhavendra Puri's example. If he can reject Brahman, which is the one aspect of absolute truth, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, so how much more important for us it is to not put any our focus to anything else, right? So I'm just saying it, that on the name of sort of creating a nice atmosphere in the world where we can do bhakti very nicely, we should not put our own devotional life at stake. So just take it very, very important that this section comes immediately after the conversation between Narada and Vyasadeva. So the question Shaunakrishi asked, that what was the inspiration of Vyasadeva to write Srimad Bhagavatam? So Vyasadeva himself was dissatisfied by his work. Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna. That's why he has taken the task of writing Srimad Bhagavatam, which is exclusively devotional service. So that is important for a sadhaka, to make our sadhana life more auspicious and less custom when we focus exclusively. If at all there are difficulties comes in our life, then how should we respond to that? That's the second question. If we try our level best that we don't come across any difficulties, but somehow it may, it will come. They will come because of our, it's like a test. We are being refined to be a pure devotees. How to handle, how to respond to the difficulties. So it is always said that, you know, in devotional life is like a swimming against the current. You know, the water is coming and in some another way, and we are going upstream. So that way, that means we have to be always alert. We have to perform, go ahead, progress. Otherwise, the moment we stop, we are going backwards. So that means it is difficulty. It's a difficulty. So what is the solution? Go deep. In the sense to understand that we are not the body, we are soul. There are needs, bodily needs, soul's need. We have to understand how, what are the priorities, what is most needed. And when we go deep, we need oxygen, right? So when we go deep, the problems, difficulties on the surfaces will not affect us. But as we are part of society and we have to do so many things, so now and then we come to the surface and do the needful. But our focus should be deep within. And then what will happen? We will not be affected by the surface problem. Just like the same episode of Shamikrishi and Parikshit Maharaj, where Shamikrishi sent the messenger and started his meditation. He didn't make a mess of it. Oh, the whole Kali Yuga now will condemn us because we have started this injustice. You know, the Kali has entered through our, you know, he would have made a big fuss out of it. Why this guy has done, why my son has done, our Kuvamsha has gone corrupted, so and so forth. तो प्रायशो साधवो लोके परद्वंद्वेषु योजितः न रिष्यन्ति न व्यथयन्ति यत आत्मा अगुणाश्रयः. दे आर ऑलवेज बियॉन्ड दिस थ्री मोड्स. इन द सेंस, डू द नीडफुल, सेंड द मैसेंजर, डू दैट, एंड दे आर डूइंग देयर प्रैक्टिस. व्हाट जनरली वी डू, वी गेट सो मच एजिटेटेड दैट वी फॉरगेट साधना. आई मीन, एंड वी डू, वी अगेन कम टू द सेम थिंग. ओके, वी कांट डू एनीथिंग. And we do our sadhana. Just like in, I remember in 1992, there was a pop singer, you know, he sung that, heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me. And so he had sung that, you know, why this is, there is a war, you know, live nicely, help, love each other, we can live nicely. Heal the world, it's a very popular song. And then entire, I mean, I'm just giving you a picture where there is no center, Krishna center, then what happens? Down the line in 2009, he faced his own problems and he understood that I can't heal the world. And lastly, his son, he died at the age of 50 and he sung that, this is it, you understand. That means we can't change the world, we can't heal the world. Only thing we can do is we can heal ourselves. We can change ourselves. So the freedom which Krishna has given to us, the only meaning of that is the opportunity to improve ourselves. But if we overestimate ourselves and try to save the entire community, I mean entire sort of the entire world and the culture and everything, then what will happen? We will surely will regret for that. Just imagine, just take this Bhishma Dev's example. Bhishma Dev have taken a vow that till my life I will protect the Kuru Singhasan or Kuru Vamsh. So he protected, he tried to protect. And who has caused the entire Vamsha to destroy? The very subject whom he protected, they killed each other. Kauravas and Pandava. I mean, the fight between. So Kauravas he tried to protect. And what has happened? His material project failed completely. But while doing his material project, he was deep within. And that's why he is successful now in his spiritual project. So if we put more emphasis on any material project and not give sufficient time to our spiritual sadhana, then at end we will regret like anything. And the human birth is not so easy to get, to have it again. So the point is that, I mean, everybody knows that whatever we do, everything will fall apart. Whatever we try to keep it, however we try to keep it straight. Because this world is change. Ashashvatam. It will never remain the way we want it to be. So the best way is, we know that this custom, this will keep coming. Have faith, ask help, pray to Krishna, do the needful. Don't take it, everything on your own. Don't mess it up, I mean, in the sense, anticipating that I will have some permanent problem over here. Now, the most important thing for a sadhaka is how we respond, we get a result, isn't it? In the next result. So, whenever the calamity comes, what is our mindset? What is in our mind at that moment? Do we want to solve that problem as early as possible and anticipate that, oh, a very nice life should come, no problems? Or we take it as an opportunity to actually give up all remaining attachment. Okay, this has come, that means it will come again and this will never stop. Let me take this as an opportunity to be more determined and be detached. These are the two responses we can give. Our Parikshit Maharaj actually is a person who has already given up most of the attachments which are very difficult to give up. Atmajaya sutagara pashu dravina bandishu rajya cha vikale nityam virudha mamatam jaho. This wife, children, friends, bank balance, whatever we have created, the companies, the fame, each one has such a potential to keep us attached. It's very difficult to keep it apart, right? But Parikshit Maharaj has given it up. But only one thing has remaining, Atma. That means his deha. He still is attached to his body. So he says that, Krishne niveshani sangam manas tyakshe kalevaram. Let me focus. Now, my dear Shukadeva Goswami, keep on speaking Krishna katha, because by putting my mind, by focusing my mind on Krishna katha, now I want to give up this last attachment. Because he has only 7 days. So he has to be very fixed, because otherwise next body is there. So, we have to think that how we will come up to, what is our mindset, for little bit difficulty comes, but death is the biggest difficulty which we have to, all have to face as time comes. So are we prepared for that, and what will be our situation? Now, we'll see another angle to our Bhishma Dev and Yudhishthira Maharaja's meeting here. See, to love someone in this world is very difficult, in the sense, it's like mostly we love someone who has helped us, and who, you know, sort of, there is a material bonding. I mean, there are many things we can think of, but the Bhishma Deva's love towards Yudhishthira Maharaj is not a familial bond, because he loved even Duryodhan, but that he didn't love Duryodhan that much than Yudhishthira Maharaj. Because unless you love Krishna, you cannot love even show any love to any other living entity. In true sense, you may love, you know, like in world we may say, I love you, I can't live without you. But over the period of time, they divorce. I mean, they don't want to see each other's face. Just like, see, the original Jaya and Viru were our Drona and Drupad.
इन द गुरुकुल दे वर लाइक ये दोस्ती हम नहीं छोड़ेंगे. यू नो द्रुपद सेड आई विल गिव यू माई हाफ किंगडम टू द्रोणा एंड एज दे ग्रू द्रोणा सेड गिव मी समथिंग द्रोणा गेट आउट यू हु आर यू आई एम किंग यू आर बेगर एंड नाउ दे आर सेइंग हम दोस्ती नहीं छोड़ेंगे. बोथ ऑफ देम हैव नाउ डिसाइडेड. द्रोणा वेंट टू कुरु एंड दे सेड आई वॉन्ट टू कैप्चर द्रुपद. ही डिड दैट एंड द्रुपद डिड यज्ञ टू गेट अ सन टू किल द्रोणा. होल द पर्पज ऑफ देयर लाइफ वॉज टू डिस्ट्रॉय ईच अदर. दैट इज मटेरियल फ्रेंडशिप और लव विच हैज नो कृष्णा सेंटर, नो एटर्नैलिटी एज अ बेस. सो इन दैट इन सच अ स्टेट देर इज नथिंग लाइक सब्सटैंशियल. But whenever Krishna comes, then what? Everything will manifest. Just like if there is a whole picture is there and we focus on one portion, suppose. How will we have any idea about the whole picture? Because we are focusing on one small portion. But if we see the whole picture, then all portions will make sense. Just like, give an example, that if suppose a very new person comes to our this 1 acre land and he goes to our Vrindavan forest and he goes and sees, what will he see? Oh, it's a very nice place, you know, waterfall, a picture of the birds are there, trees are there, sofa set, nice thing for pranayam, to have a, you know, chit chat, own parties, we can have parties, all that, you know, because he is seeing the only one portion. But if he comes here and sees that, oh, Radha Gopinath is there. Here the Krishna Katha is going on. And this is the whole property of Radha Gopinath. And that is his manifestation of his dhamma. And that is the Leela pastime. So, if we understand that whole picture, that Vrindavan garden is prepared for us to meditate on his Leelas and do our sadhana there, what happens? Everything makes, whole thing makes sense. So similarly, in our life, if we do not put Krishna at the center, then we actually cannot love anybody. That is all hopes, you know, show. And because the moment it gives custom to our senses or our imagination, our plans, we are ready to shoot anybody. And we have seen that most of the time, hardly some friendship stays for a long life. Like, in further verses, it is said that, you know, the pure devotees do not suffer by their sinful activities because, so, I mean, we do. So why are we not pure devotees? That's the question is, why don't we become pure devotees? I mean, what is the lack? So, there was one incident that one communist, he went to one village long back and he asked the farmer that, you know, you have 4 cows, my dear friend, and your neighbor has no cows. So will you not give your 2 cows to him? He said, why not? I will certainly give. So he said, very nice. Okay, oh, if you have 4 goats and your neighbor has none, so will you not give your 2 goats to him? They said, no, not at all. He said, what is the problem? You can give. You are giving 2 cows to him, why not give goats? Because he says, I have 4 goats. I have no cows. That's the main point. The point is, our surrender and pure devotee surrender is like that. We say, oh, I came so late in devotional service. Otherwise, I would have done so much. So in past, we want to give everything. And in future, Krishna, I will give it. I will surrender myself completely. Right now, I have so many projects. Right now, because right now I have time, so I can't give. I have 4 goats, I can't give. Cows, past and future. I don't have time. Past time has gone, future I have not reached. So I am ready to give you. I will surrender, I could have surrendered. Right now we postponed, or we are not willing to surrender. And pure devotees are always surrendered. Past, present, future. They don't they don't change their mindset. So Pandavas or whoever the pure devotees, they are always surrendered. That's why they are chosen by Krishna in their pastimes, and they, through them we learn. Otherwise, just imagine, the Haridas Thakur was whipped in 22 marketplaces. Still he was chanting Hare Krishna. Imagine any one of us been beaten in one marketplace. Will you be able to chant? Will you start galis? What is happening? I am doing bhakti and I am being beaten? Certainly. I mean, so that's the difference. We are on the agenda, I mean, we are have our personal agendas as a priority to surrender, and that's why we are not relishing the ecstasies which Bhishmadev is on the bed of arrows, and we might be sitting on cushion, but we will be in anxiety. That's the main thing. So entirely, I was hearing Prabhupada's Hindi lecture, and he says that in the time of trouble, we have to remember Krishna. So how will you do that? So he said that, he was talking to all, he says, ki aap abhi mera lecture sun rahe, usse kaam nahi chalega, ye books padhe hai, usko ghar le jake padhna padega, tab aapko samjhega. So just like, suppose the person is, a grahastha is there, and suddenly he has a calamity, he needs money. So what will he do? He will approach some wealthy person and he will borrow a loan or something like, isn't it? So this is one way to solve that problem. The easiest way is, if he has sufficient balance, suppose. Isn't it easy for him? The most of the difficulty is solved by himself only, by paying his own. Similarly, when we hear classes, that's like borrowing. But when we read, that is our own sanchay. So Prabhupada is saying that I have written these books for devotees, for you to read. You should know it perfectly. And then when you festivals are in Bhagavatam, you come, you get more. So when the difficulties come, you don't have to actually always go to the for borrowing. You solve your, try to solve your problems by analyzing what you have learned. And then if you can't, then approach to the counselor. Isn't it? Otherwise it is like, the people will ask what you did entire life then. You know, in just like a child, 1 year child is there, he needs mother or father to have a, you know, to put buttons. But if he becomes 10 year old and he says, mother button love, jhapad milega. Ye abhi tak kya button lagana sikha nahi tumko. So similarly, when we are in Krishna consciousness, actually basic should be clear, in the sense that this will come. Otherwise, these are the problems, these are the issues of people, that if we are taken to Krishna consciousness, why are these difficulties coming? So basic mera rada. So we, by becoming devotees, we are not, exempted from this, because we have, these are all created by our own past karmas. And Krishna is helping us by reducing that up. So as our understanding about Krishna becomes clear, then the same difficulties will be the effect will be lesser. So it is said in Bhagavatam that Sada Santushta Manasa Sarve Shiva Mayadisha Sharkara Kantaka Dibhyo Yatho Upanat Padashivam. If we have a shoe, if we have a proper shoe, then we can walk on pebbles or thorns also. We will not get affected. Similarly, if we are satisfied by doing devotional service at soul level, we understand everything, then whatever difficulties come, we will not be affected. Just like Pandavas and Duryodhana. See, the Duryodhana was in palace, but we are always in anxiety. And Pandavas, most of their life, they were in forest, but happy. They were not, fighting with each other. They were happy. The circumstances doesn't make difference. It's what your consciousness. So it is up to us what we have to become. I mean, Duryodhan or Pandavas. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai. Nithai Gaur Premanande. Jai.